Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Once in a while, amen. Well, Luke chapter number 19, I'll preach about 2 hours out of here this morning. Verse number 1, you know I won't do that. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. The Bible said in verse number 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come into thine house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Go back to verse number 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. I want to talk to you this little bit this morning on the subject of the call of Zacchaeus. The call of Zacchaeus. Now, Lord, I love you today, and I pray over the next few minutes, God, that you'd help us today. I pray, God, that you would use us as we preach. God, thank you for such a great weekend. God, thank you for our people being faithful. God, thank you for the decisions that was made around the altars the past 2 days. But God, here we sit in another service, and God, we need a breath from you. God, thank you for good singing this morning. Thank you, God, for good youth workers. But God, I pray over the next few minutes, Lord, that you would help me, Father, as I try to utter, Father, a divine, thus saith the Lord. Preach us in power and unction and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. God, please don't leave me here alone to do it by myself, but help me today. Save that sinner closest to hell in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you a little while today on the subject of the call of Zacchaeus. The call of Zacchaeus. As I've already said, this is a very familiar story to us today. If you've been in church any time at all, you've heard about Zacchaeus, the wee little man. Matter of fact, probably when you was in vacation Bible school or when you was in a toddler Sunday school class or in youth church, you sung a song that said Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, some of y'all went to VBS, for I'm going to your house today. It's a very familiar story to us today, but I want to give you some things about it, and maybe we can learn from it today. It is the call that God makes to Zacchaeus that day. When you come to these 10 verses, one has said it this way. There is the service that is branded the chief among the publicans. It is talking about Zacchaeus and what he did. There is the sight that is branded blocked. He could not see him because of the press. There is the seat that is beheld. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him that day. You see, Jesus beheld where Zacchaeus was sitting at that day. There was the scramble that is begun. He made haste and come down. There is the socializing that is bad-mouthed. And when they saw it, they all murmured. You know what? There's always going to be that crowd that has something negative to say. But there is the sum that is bestowed. There is the sum that is bestowed. He said, the half of my goods I give to the poor. When we study this story of Zacchaeus out, there's something in verse number 5 that is very interesting. Note what your Bible said. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. That word must right there is very interesting, and it carries the meaning or the ideal of necessity. He's saying, Zacchaeus, it's necessary for me to go to your house. Zacchaeus, it's necessary for you to get down out of that tree and come talk to me. It is necessary for us to do that. Whenever you study that word must in the Bible, it's very interesting. Jesus, when you study his life, there is the must of his profession. In Luke chapter number 2, verse number 49, he's talking to Mary and his father at the temple, and he's 12 years old, and he says this, how is it that you sought me? Wished you not that I must be about my father's business? You see, at 12 years old, he was already saying, my profession is this, I'm going to be about my father's business. You see also the must of his preaching. Listen to what he said in Luke chapter number 4. I must preach the kingdom of God. There's the must of his passing in John chapter number 4. What did he say? He said that he must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. Can I say this to you today? I sure am thankful for the must of his passing. I sure am thankful that the night that I went to the house of God, he must pass by that way that night. Whenever you think about it and you look at John 4 and I've got to move past this, but he really shouldn't have went. If you look at the custom of that day, anywhere close to that, but Jesus in his foreknowledge knew that somebody would be there that he needed to talk to. So Jesus must go by that place. Hear me and hear me well. Jesus in his foreknowledge knew who would be sitting here today, knew the valley that you would be in or the trouble that you're facing, and Jesus must come through our way. It's a necessity. Think about this. You see the must of his performance. He said this in John chapter number 9. I must works the work of him that sent me. The must of his pursuit in John chapter number 10. He says, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. There's the must of his passion. There is the must of his placement. Here in this chapter today, he placed himself at the right place at the right time, and he said, I must abide at thy house. You see, Jesus was very interested in going home with Zacchaeus that day. Jesus had came to where he was at. Jesus was standing where Zacchaeus was at, but Jesus wanted it to go further than that. Jesus just didn't want to stand at the bottom of the tree and talk to Zacchaeus. Jesus just didn't want to look up and talk to Zacchaeus. But Jesus was interested in going to Zacchaeus' house. Can you hear me this morning? Hear what I'm saying to you. Jesus is just not interested in talking to you at church today. Jesus is just not interested in passing by here today. But Jesus Jesus is calling out to you, and he's saying, hey man, I want to go home with you today. I want to talk to you today. I want to fellowship with you today. And he extends a call to Zacchaeus. He says, I must abide at thy house. Let me give you three things and we'll go home. Number one, it's 11:40. Number one, watch this. There is the character of his call. There is the character of his call. Again, verse number five, the Bible said, Jesus came to the place. He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. When you study this story out, here we see that Jesus sought Zacchaeus. Jesus saw Zacchaeus, but then Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus. And can I say that's the way it works in our life today? Jesus seeks us, Jesus sees us, and Jesus will speak to us ultimately, amen? Think about this, the character of his call today. The character of his call today. What is some things about the call of God to Zacchaeus? And if you've not figured it out yet, you can let yourself be Zacchaeus today. What is the character of the call of God to you in your life today? And I want to say this to you again, and I'm going to say it again and again and again. God's interested in you today. God's interested in you today. God loves you today. God knows where you're at today. It was no coincidence that Jesus went through Jericho. You hear me tell you the reason he did? He knew Zacchaeus was there. And he knew Zacchaeus was interested in him. And he was interested in Zacchaeus. It's no coincidence that you're sitting on the pew or the bench or the seat of Amazing Grace today. Jesus, I believe this with all of my heart. Before the foundations of the world was ever laid, Jesus knew you would be sitting here today. I believe he knew what I would be preaching today. And Jesus is making a call to you today. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What is the character of his call? Well, watch this. I would say this. The character of his call was this. It was a gracious call. It was a gracious call. It was a gracious call. Look with me again what he said in verse number 5. And when Jesus came to the place, He looked up and saw him. He came to the place where he was at. In other words, Jesus was expressing grace to Zacchaeus that day. I think about what the songwriter said. When I could not go to where he was, he came to me. Yes, Zacchaeus is seeking him. Zacchaeus is trying to get to where he's at. But the people don't like Zacchaeus. If you don't know what he done, he was the chief tax collector. You understand why they didn't like him now, don't you? They didn't like Zacchaeus. They didn't want nothing to do with Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus that day was in a place, and the grace of God brought Jesus right to where he was at. It was a gracious call that came to Zacchaeus that day. I thought about this in your life and in my life. The reason where we are today is all because of the grace of a holy God. The reason we're saved today, the reason we're breathing today, the reason we're serving him today, it's not of good that any of us is done. Matter of fact, every one of us is wicked and vile and rotten and low down and deserving of hell. But aren't you thankful for Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 8? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What about about Genesis 6:8? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What about Romans chapter number 5? Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. You say, preacher, you don't know who I am. You don't know where I come from. You don't know the life that I've lived. You don't know the sin that I've indulged in. Hey, thank God it don't matter where sin abound. Thank God grace did much more abound today. The call of God is a gracious call today. It's a gracious call today. It's a gracious call today. What do you say in Romans chapter number 6? He said, for sin shall not have dominion over you. If you're not under the law, but under what? Grace. What did he say in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 4? I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which giveth you or given you by Jesus Christ. Here's what he said in 1 Corinthians 15. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Can I say this to you? The character of the call, it was a very gracious call. But watch this. The character of the call this morning, it was a very urgent call. It was a very urgent call. What did he say? He said, make haste. Make haste. Some people don't understand that, Brother Matt. I was sitting in the back during Sunday school, and man, I'm going to tell you, Brother John knocked it out this morning in Sunday school. Man, I'm telling you, it was good. Somebody go get the preacher, amen? That's what he taught on, man. It was great. I was sitting back there, and Brother John got done teaching. Miss Tanya came in late as normal and was sitting back there, and she always blames it on KK. That right, Brother Josh? He ain't going to say no. He's scared to death, man. I got some beanie weenies at the house you can have for lunch. Watch this. She sat down back there, and Sunday school was over, and I looked over at her, and I said, I'm going to send you a podcast by Buster Seaton preaching out of this text on. I told Brother John I was going to send it to him on, does it really pay to serve God? Man, I'm telling you. Brother John started teaching that this morning. It was so funny because this morning that's what I listened to getting ready was Brother Buster preaching that message. But watch this. Miss Tanya got up and started to walk up to the front, and KK just sat there. She had to coach her and get her up, get her going. Finally, she got her going, and I looked up at Miss Tanya, and I said, you know where she gets that from, don't you? She just laughed and walked off. And you that don't know, we can pick with each other like that. She gives it back just as quick as I give it to her. A lot of people don't understand make haste. But I want you to hear me and hear me well this morning. The call of God, the character of that call is an urgent call. It's an urgent. It's not only gracious, it's urgent. It's urgent. Brother John was teaching this morning and he said, you can call the preacher or Brother Allen at 2 o'clock in the morning. They'll get up and put a robe on and come help you. Miss Tanya looked over at me and she said, if you ever show up in a robe, somebody calls at 2 o'clock in the morning, what it is, it's urgent. It's urgent. And I want you to hear me today. The call of God is urgent. God speaking to your heart and God calling you to Him. You see, Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. The reason you're here today, you're looking for something in your life. And hear me and hear me well. Jesus calls out to you through His grace today. And it's urgent. It's urgent that you hear that. It's urgent. It needs to be handled immediately. So, preacher, I said this the other day. I've said it a lot in 18 years of pastoring. The devil will never tell you not to get saved. He'll just tell you to wait. Just wait till tomorrow. But the truth of the matter is this. One day tomorrow is not going to come. It'll be way too late. So it's urgent that you heed the call of God. the character of the call? I would say this, it's gracious. It's urgent. But watch this, it's personal. It is a personal call today. You know, I was thinking about Zacchaeus today, and I was thinking about him setting up in that tree. When you study that sycamore tree of that day, it's actually interesting. It said that it was not uncommon at all for it to have limbs real close to the ground, and which makes sense because Zacchaeus is a little man, so that probably means he's got little arms, and that probably means he can't jump very high. So God fixed everything the right way, the tree the right way, put it in the right place. For the sinner that was passing by that day, to be able to get up in the tree. And I thought about this, Zacchaeus sitting there in that tree that day. No doubt Zacchaeus had heard his name numerous times. No doubt every day as they came in the tax office, he probably heard his name along with some other names. Are you with me? You might as well say amen. You're thinking the same thing. When you think about the IRS, you don't think about I love Jesus. Somebody say amen. You say, well, you better pay your debt. Well, I do. I don't want to go to jail. Are you with me? Watch this. His mama had called his name, I'm sure. His daddy, I'm sure Brother Matt had probably called his name. His buddies had called his names. If he had a brother or a sister, they had called his name. His grandparents had probably called his name. His school teachers had called his name. His college teachers had called his name because he's a very educated man. He's the chief over all of them. He's a very educated man. But hear me and hear me well. That day when the name Zacchaeus came out of Jesus' mouth, he had never heard it that way before. He had never heard it that way before. Oh, he had heard mama say Zacchaeus and daddy say Zacchaeus. Oh, but when Jesus said Zacchaeus. You see, the call of God is a very personal call today. Think about this with me. I was studying, and I'll give you this and we'll move on. This is the only occasion that I can find. If there's others, please show me. This is the only occasion on which Jesus volunteered his visit. On several occasions, Jesus accepted invitations, but this is the only time Jesus invited himself into another's home. Jesus might have done this because the unworthiness Zacchaeus felt made Zacchaeus think that it was useless to ask. Jesus cleared the air about acceptance and took the initiative with the invitation himself. Of all the places in Jericho Jesus could have selected, he chose the house of a sinner by the name of Zacchaeus. Jericho had many priests living there, but Jesus decided to dwell with a publican. The word abide means this when studied out. It means to remain. And it conveys Zacchaeus, or it conveys the idea of an overnight visit. Jesus did not ask Zacchaeus if he had any other plans, inquire about sufficient accommodations, or ask if any other time might be more convenient. Jesus simply looked at Zacchaeus and said, I must go to your house and abide with you. It was a very personal call that day. Now watch this, and I'm going to give you something in closing. I'm not going to get done with the message. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that. I'm going to give you something in closing. Some of you was here Friday night, and you heard me say some of this. But it's interesting to go study John chapter number 11. You with me this morning? In John chapter number 11, Lazarus is dead. You remember the story. Jesus weeps with them. I don't think he's weeping because they don't have no faith. I think he's weeping because of two things. Number one, because he's human and his buddy's dead. I think that's the first reason he's weeping. Number two, I think he's weeping because they're weeping and he was touched with the feelings of their infirmities. Are you with me? That's you say, well, I don't agree with it. Well, that's okay. I'm not going to split hairs with you over it, okay? But that's Barkerology, okay? Let me back up and rephrase. That's John Barkerology. I don't know about Al Barkerology, but that's John Barkerology. Now watch this. He goes to the tomb. He says, show me where you laid him. And he goes to the tomb, and he calls him out of the tomb. Whenever he calls him out of the tomb, he says, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. They loosed him that day. John chapter 12, the next chapter rolls around, and it specifically states Lazarus' name. It specifically states who he is and ties the story in with chapter number 11. Are you with me? He does that to show us it's the same person. And in chapter number 12, we see Lazarus again. But Lazarus is not at the tomb. Chapter number 12, Lazarus is not at the tomb. Chapter number 12, Lazarus does not have grave clothes on. Chapter number 12, Lazarus is not stinking. Let me tell you where he's at in chapter number 12. In chapter number 12, he's sitting around the table with Jesus. Oh, yes, good neighbor. He's no longer at the tomb, and the stench of death is no longer on him. But he's cleaned up, and he's sitting at the table with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God never raised Lazarus from the dead to leave him at the tomb where he found him at, and to leave him wrapped up in the things of the world that had him bound, to leave him in the stench of the tomb. But he saved him so that he would bring him out of the tomb so that he could be loosed, so that he could be cleaned up and set at the table with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now hear me. God never called Zacchaeus out of the tree to leave him standing at the foot of the tree. He called Zacchaeus out of the tree because he wanted to go to his house and sit down with him. You say, preacher, what are you saying this morning? Here's what I'm saying. Jesus is interested in talking to you here. Jesus is interested in coming to your grave. Because if you are a sinner today, you're dead in trespassings of sin. Your soul is dead inside of you. And Jesus is interested in dead things. Now, I know we said, Jesus ain't interested in nothing dead, but bless God, we need to be alive. Hear me. Well, we was all dead at one time. And you hath he, what? Quickened. That don't mean it's fast like my Ford truck, Brother John. Knocked off on my Ford truck during Sunday school. That quickened means made alive. If Jesus wasn't interested in dead things, you wouldn't be saved today. But Jesus is interested in you today. And Jesus has... I'm just going to say this so you come start playing softly. Did y'all catch what Brother Smith said on Friday night, you that was here? He said, go to the piano, start playing, but that don't mean I'm going to preach another 20 minutes like Brother Mark Stroud. I looked over at Brother Elijah and I said, I wonder he didn't say Brother Jonathan Barker. Brother Elijah's like, yeah, that's true. And Miss Shannon was sitting down here and she was shaking her head up and down. But watch this. You say, why do you do that? So, no, well, here's the reason I do it. David, or Saul had David to play that harp to keep him evil spirits away. And I'm going to tell you something. Jesus, now there's the consenting. There's the consenting, and I'll preach that one day. There's the consenting to the call. He comes down. He makes haste. He comes down and he goes home with Jesus. But Zacchaeus had to make a decision to get down out of the tree. And here you are this morning. You're sitting in the house of God. He has chose to come by. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't feel the Lord while the choir was singing this morning, something's wrong, man. Thank God. I'm going to tell you what, Madeline got to singing that verse, that last verse with the choir. I was just having to constrain myself, man. I should have took a lap like that boy did Friday night and about run into Brother Caleb. I'm just going to be honest, man. That youth choir got to singing about, man, that's my God. They rode into that chorus a cappella. Boy, they something run up and down my spine. And it wasn't because it's too cold in here either. Are you with me? Them girls got to singing about. And boy, thank God they could sing that song from their heart this morning. You'd brag on your youngins. Thank God that is their testimony. Unless they've lied to me, they've never touched alcohol. They've never lived that life. And the world says they've missed out on a lot of things. They've not missed out on anything. Well, they have. They've missed out on a broken heart, and they've missed out on waking up not knowing where they're at, and they've missed out on a life of recklessness. Boy, they got to singing about Calvary, man. Boy, in the back of my mind, I went back to that night when I took a, hallelujah, when I took a trip to Calvary. And I'm going to tell you something, it had God on it. I'm not saying it's because of the preacher this morning, but man, the Lord has helped us today. The Lord has been here today, and the Lord is calling out to you today. And it's urgent. It's urgent that you listen to Him. He wants to go home with you. He wants to go to your house. He wants to sit at your table. He wants to ride in your car. Are you with me this morning? I'm trying to hush. He wants to ride in your car. You say, Jesus wants to ride in my car. He definitely wants to ride in your car. Let me tell you some of the greatest times that I've had. Man, I'll be riding up the road. Nothing playing on the radio. Are you hearing me? Nothing playing on the radio. Just me and God. And I normally start out something like this. Lord, if there's anything that's going to hinder you from hearing me right now, I'm sorry. And if you'll bring it back to my remembrance, I'll confess it openly to you, Lord. If there's anything there, I want to be able to talk to you a minute. If I regard iniquity in my heart, God's not going to hear me. Then it starts with something like this. I sure am thankful for the day you came to where I was at and paid me a visit. I sure am thankful that you didn't let me die and go to hell. I sure am thankful that you chose to save me and come to where I was at and speak to my heart. Lord, I sure am thankful for the night you called me to preach. God, thank you for the place you allow me to pastor. Thank you for all the people in it. Thank you for the building. Thank you for the grounds. Thank you for a mom and daddy that raised me in the house of God and taught me the things of God. Thank you for a Bible I can read. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my babies. And I spend a little bit of time right there, and then I get right here, and usually right here is when it gets real good. I say, God, I just want to thank you for Calvary. I just want to thank you for Calvary. I just want to thank you for taking my cat of nine tails. Jesus, I just want to thank you for taking my crown of thorns. I just want to thank you for taking my punishment. I just want to thank you for taking my sin. And you know what? It's not long, no matter how bad the day may have been. It's not long before he gets in the vehicle with me. And boy, we have a time going down the road. Jesus wants to go home with you. I wonder, I'm right now done. It's 12:04. I wonder what the conversation was between the tree and the house. I wonder what the conversation was between the tree and the house. This whole conversation's underneath the tree. Made haste and come down. He gets saved right there. So when did he get saved? When he started out of the tree. That's when he got saved. when he started out of the tree. Old Charles back there, we was talking Friday night. He got to give me his testimony just out of the middle of nowhere. He got to give me his testimony. About the Sunday morning, he got saved, and I'd heard it, but, man, I love to hear it. I love to hear everybody's testimony over and over again. He said, "Preacher," he said, "I really think I got saved when I stood up." And tell you something, I believe I got saved when I stood up and started to the altar the night I got saved. I believe Zacchaeus got saved when he slid his foot. As soon as he slid his foot off that limb and started down a tree. They have a conversation at the bottom of it. But boy, I wonder what the conversation was going back to the house. So, preacher, what are you saying? I'm simply saying this. Jesus is interested in you. Jesus is interested in you. Jesus is interested in going to your house today. Jesus is interested in changing your life today. The urgency of that is you better do it. You better do it. You better quit messing around. Can I just put it in simple, low-gap terms? You better quit gomming around. You're going to be dead and gone one day. You're going to open your eyes in hell because you've rejected Jesus one too many times. Father, as we...